NFL Thursday Night Football available for free on KFH and the Odyssey app. Tune into 97.5 and 1240 KFH at 6:30 for the Ravens, Bengals. Simply download the Odyssey app, search for KFH at game time. We previewed that game. Let's preview now the Chiefs and the Broncos, Tommy. We haven't really dug into this game. Rick pointed out earlier that, Denver's defense is really good. Sixth against the pass, ninth against the run. I would tell you this. I would predict that it starts on the ground for Kansas City. I think they abandoned that too quickly in the Tampa game. They admitted that. They talked about it. Mahomes talked about it. Reed talked about it. I think they're going to start there. Tampa also had a good run defense, and Kansas City was able to run the ball. So I think they'll start there. Patrick Mahomes yesterday basically called Patrick Surtain the best corner in the league. And he has one of the best corners in the league on his own team. But Surtain's next level good. Like, he is outstanding. I think for the Chiefs, you don't overthink it in this one, Tommy. You realize and understand that you're going up against Bo Nix. You take fewer risks in the game than you might in another game. You keep it simple. You run the ball and you take your shots. And I think, again, you and I both like Worthy in this game because the opportunity is there. I would imagine that Surtain focuses, if he should anyway, focuses on what we saw last week, and that's DeAndre Hopkins. It's probably not the week for Travis Kelce to slow down at all. He'll probably also be a big part of the offense. But I really like, you guys don't like the 7.5-point line. I normally don't like these long lines. I kind of do. I think more than anything in this game, Tommy, the Chiefs defense goes up against Bo Nix. That's what I look at more than anything else. And they need to feast here.
You not think that Bo Nix is a good quarterback? I mean, he's had from a statistical point of view, outside of Jaden Daniels, who's had this extreme ascent over the last few weeks, Bo Nix is the next best rookie quarterback in the league. Statistically, he's been better than Caleb Williams has been. There's that, I think, to keep in mind also. And I don't think Bo Nix is incredible by any means, but he's, led them to a winning record so far as a rookie quarterback, and that's not even something that Caleb Williams can say at this point. I think for Kansas City, in my mind, you mentioned getting back to basics, running the ball. I do think they abandoned the run too quickly against Tampa Bay. When they started doing that again, that's when they started scoring points again against Tampa Bay in that second half. Will DeAndre Hopkins feast like he did against Tampa Bay? Probably not. The Denver secondary is better than Tampa Bay's secondary for sure. But it is DeAndre Hopkins, so I guess you never know. I think that Travis Kelce obviously got a ton of targets and catches in the Monday night game. While he will still be a large part of that offense, I don't think you can expect that kind of level of involvement from him on Sunday. I think Xavier Worthy, like we talked about earlier on in the show, it's an opportunity for him to really get a good share of targets and catches.
Back to Bo Nix. No, I think when the dust settles 3, 4, 5 years from now, we will look at Bo Nix as the fourth best quarterback in this class. Now, that's not saying he doesn't have a long career and all of these things, but I think long term, the three quarterbacks that were taken ahead of him, to me, will be better than him. He has had two really good games that came against the Raiders and the Panthers. And other than that, he's been very pedestrian. He can run the ball, though.
From a ceiling perspective, you may be right.
He can run the ball. And that's the threat, I think, for the Chiefs, is that he has been able to run the ball probably more than people expected him to be able to run the ball. There have been a lot of games where that becomes a real weapon for the Denver offense. And I think that is something that the Chiefs need to watch and be very careful of, is to not let him do that. But strictly as a passer, I think he's had two really good games and a lot of meh games. Either way, when we talk about the Chiefs and all the teams they have played and will play, he's going to be one of the bottom end quarterbacks that they will have faced this year. And I just think for that defense, after a game where Tampa's offensive coordinator, where did he come? He came from the Rams. Where he has just been phenomenal this year. The fact that they were able to do what they did in that game without Godwin, without Evans, is pretty impressive. I don't think that they're going to get that in Denver. I think they go back and be the Chiefs' defense. Glasser at a good point. Maybe the way to go is Denver's team total under. But Where is Denver going to generate this offense? Maybe it's Knicks on the ground. McCaffrey's going to be able to take away their time. I don't know. I'll put it this way. I'm taking the Chiefs in the points. Spoiler alert for tomorrow.
I would wait because, as PJ pointed out, that line continues to move and it continues to go closer and closer.
Correct.
You know, to the Broncos at least. And so I would wait until maybe close to kickoff because you could get it under a touchdown.
That'd be incredible. But even if it's at 7 and not 7.5, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's on the network tonight when we return on Sports Daily.